When you're working with data, you're typically going to be importing this in from a database, from a CSV file, from somewhere else. And when you're pulling that data in, the first thing you'll typically want to do is figure out what it is that you have. Because real-world data is messy. There's going to be errors, there's going to be inconsistencies, there's going to be missing values, etc. That before you begin performing any operations on the data, you first need to figure out what in the world you've got. So fortunately, what we're going to notice with the data frame is that we have a lot of different ways that we can explore our data. Now, like we did in the prior module, we are going to hard code in what our data frame is going to be, just to make things a little bit easier. Don't worry, however, we are going to show off the code to actually load this up from a CSV. So how can we go in and explore this? And again, there's a whole host of different ways that we can do this. A couple of the most common are head and tail, where with head, we can indicate the number of rows from the top that we want to be able to see. And with tail, as you might expect, we can see the number of rows from the bottom that we want to be able to see. So head 3 is going to give us the first 3 rows. Tail 3, of course, is going to give us the last 3 rows. We can also find out what the shape is, or basically, what are the dimensions. Or, in other words, it will give us the number of rows and the number of columns. So if we take a look at the output here, what we're going to notice is 7 for the number of rows, and then 3 for the number of columns. Now you might be thinking, well, wait a minute, Christopher, I'm counting 4 columns because I see index and I see name, city, and country. And you're right. What the 3 is actually indicating to us, because there will always be an index, is the number of data columns that we have. So 3 is the number of data columns, 7 is going to be the number of rows, 0 through 6. Of course, that's going to be 7. So that's the shape that we're getting back. But shape is really kind of a high-level thing. It's nice to know what it is that we're dealing with, but sometimes we need a little bit lower level of information here. And this is where info comes into play. With info, we can get an awful lot of what's going on inside of our data. So what we're going to see when we run info is the number of rows or entries. We're going to see the index range, so 0 to 6 in our case here. We're going to see the number of columns. We're going to see the information about each column, including the names, whether or not any of them are null or not null. So it's going to show us the non-null values. So you could extrapolate there how many null values that you might have. And then it's also going to indicate the data types. Keep in mind that a string is an object in this parlance. So by using head, tail, size, and info, I can get a little bit of information about what's going on inside of my data frame. Let's now turn our attention to the code that actually makes all of this magic happen.